This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
If there's a fifth Indiana Jones movie, Indy might want to use one of the hottest new tools revolutionizing archaeology, LIDAR, or light detection and ranging, which allows archaeologists to survey ancient sites from the skies.
Think of an impressionistic painting. The closer you look at the painting, you see the brush strokes. When you pull away, suddenly it's obviously the face of a woman in a park or something. Your brain can sort of interpolate the stuff better at a certain distance.
Marcello Canuto, an archaeologist at Tulane University.
LIDAR allows us to see all these small little features that close up look like little pixels of data that we're not sure what to do with, but when you zoom out, oh, there it is, clear as day.
The technology works a lot like radar, but it shoots laser pulses instead of radio waves to 3D map a landscape. In 2016, it was used to map over 800 square miles of Guatemalan jungle, including the area around the famous tourist site Tikal. Canuto remembers when he and his colleagues first saw the footage.
1 hour went into two, went into three. We just lost track of time. It got dark outside. We were just, you know, open mouths. We couldn't believe what we could be seeing.
What they discovered after careful analysis were buildings in areas they'd already excavated and big landscape-level features like canals and roads, bridges, ditches, and walls.
It was a very humbling moment for all of us, you know, to be able to see, like, wow, that was under our feet the whole time and we really didn't recognize it.
Overall, the density of structures suggests a population of somewhere between 7 and 11 million people in the region more than 1,000 years ago, which aligns with previous estimates. Maps, photos, and a catalog of what they found are in the journal Science. Nearly 100 years ago, the famous aviators Anne and Charles Lindbergh flew over some of the same swaths of jungle, taking photographs from the sky, partly in hopes of aiding archaeologists.
It was very early appreciated that under the jungle canopy, there was a lot to see. But if we could only see through the jungle canopy.
Now we can. And it's a foundation, Canuto says, for an entirely new era in archaeology.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.